So, Blanche, I know you own and operate Got You in Mind in Pembroke. What made you kind of, step up to support maybe those less fortunate in the community? I know you have a number of things like the coat rack and things outside, and you just really want to help out those in the community, especially during the pandemic. So, what was your driving force behind wanting to do all that?
Because I myself went through a lot of stuff, so I thought, you know what, it's easy, very easy for me to be able to help people, especially with mental health and homelessness, because I was in those positions at that time. And so when I opened up my store, that's why I wanted to be able to give back and be able to help people. My force was to let people know that you can still move forward with mental health and everything too. So that was my force behind it, actually.
Okay, and I know that over the years you've really kind of developed quite a relationship with the Robbie Dean Family Counseling Center and Got You in Mind. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
With myself, with the Robbie Dean Center, yeah, we sort of got together because she was going through some stuff at that time, and so was I, and they were there for me, and I was there for them. And if somebody needed something from the Robbie Dean Center and stuff, I'd tell them to send over people so I can help them out and stuff like that. That one time she had did unmask the night, and so it was really important to be able to help give back to them as well.
Okay, now Got You in Mind obviously is a not-for-profit, but do you collect donations from the community and then sell them in the store? How does it actually work?
Yeah, say you come in and say you donated me your pants, and get some pants. What I do is I say I'll put $5 on a pair of pants, but say you came into the store and you only had $4. I still sell you the pants because it costs me roughly $1,200 a month to keep going. And so everything helps. It doesn't just help you, it also helps me when people started donating their stuff to me. And I always say everything helps the store, but what it is, and I'm really sorry because, as you can tell, I get really overwhelmed when people are sitting there asking me stuff because it's hard to talk about yourself.
No, don't
So,
apologize. It's okay.
okay. But if I can see, I started everything because I actually, my story was, the reason why I started everything was because I myself tried to hurt myself four times to take my life with overdoses and stuff. I've been through rapes, I've been through beatings, I've been through a fire, I lost a son in my life, I've been homeless, and I suffer with bipolar and severe depression. When I landed in the hospital, I took my negative, I turned it into a positive. And I say thank you, Jesus, every day. Because for me, I don't hate what happened in my life because God outrules the devil. That's what I always tell people. When I left the hospital, I went downtown. I asked a guy to give me a chance. Everybody said I'd only last 3 months. And so from there, I decided to put out a coat rack or if somebody needed something, and I started off with a bag of clothes. And next thing I knew, somebody needed bed, clothes, furniture. If you ever need anybody just to laugh with, cry with, scream with, I tell you to come home. I might not make no money, but I'm probably the richest woman in this town today, knowing somebody's alive today because of it. And I've, that's what it was always all about. And so I don't know much more how to say about it. And then we came together, and then the Gray Sisters were always very much behind me and stuff like that. And when I lost it in a fire a couple of years ago, we found the place, and then we started back up again. And so that's where it's been going ever since. So with the money that we make, I'll buy like shampoos, soap, socks. We'll pick up stuff and we'll make up like little goodie bags. So if somebody comes in that is homeless or that does need something, we put it all in a package and we give it back to them. And everybody said, what a good job I did because this year we had over 900 coats, believe it or not. And it's not just me. It was a whole community that gave back those coats. They donated those coats to me, and we try to recycle, reuse, and stuff like that. And that's how that all came about.
That's an amazing story, Blanche. You should be very proud of yourself and all the work you've been able to do in the community. I know it's been ongoing for many years, so hats off to you and everybody else involved. My one last question for you there, Blanche, is if people are looking to make a donation, how would they go about doing that?
Well, right now, we had a GoFundMe going, and I actually, no frills. I just raised $1,900. My hat goes off to them, too. And so if somebody wanted to donate money, because that's what I was looking for with financial help, because it's really hard to get financial help. And so we got an email thing that they can email or retransfer some money that way, or a lot of people I know they'll come into store and just come over and give me. One thing I'm not is a business person. Now I can sit there and help people and do what I'm doing, but I just, yeah.
No, that makes sense. That's all the questions I have for you today, Blanche. Thank you so much for your time. Again, you're a wonderful person. You've done wonderful things for this community, and hopefully we can shed some light on how much of a great job you've been able to do, and then also help keep your doors open at the same time. So again, thanks very much for your time today.
And thank you, and God bless.